Maseches Ksubis Perek Tes Mishneh Ches. The Mishnah is reverting, is explaining each case of the Mishnah before. The Mishnah had said, "Habagemes Ksubasa Lo Tifrela B'Ksub B'Shvua." Eid echad me either she prua like tifrela b'shvua minichsi yisaimim minichsi mechasim shubadim shalai b'fanav like tifrela b'shvua. So the Mishnah says here, Mishnah Ches, ha-pagemes ksubasa keitzad. What's the case of pagemes ksubasa? That if she's pagemes ksubasa, she can only collect with a shvua. Ha-yse ksubasa elef zuz, if her ksuba was written that it's 1,000 zuz. Va'amar lo hiskabalt ksubasa, he says to her, you are mekabel your ksuba already, the whole ksuba. V'hi omeres, and she says, lo hiskabalti elamona, I only got a mona from it. So she's paygemes her ksuba, she's saying that part of her ksuba was paid, but the rest is not. Lo tifra ela b'shvua. So she can only get to the rest of her ksuba with a shvua. Eid echad me'ida shehi prua keitzah, and eid echad who's meid that the ksuba was paid in total. Have an eid echad. An eid echad is only kum l'shvu, he's not kum l'mamen. So what's the case? Ketzad. Hoysa ksubasa elef zuz. Va'omar lo hiskabal ksubasaich. V'yemer is lo hiskabalti. I wasn't mekabal anything. The eid echad me'idah she'i prua. The eid echad says that it was totally paid. Lo tifra ele b'shvua. She can only get paid hara ksuba with a shvua. And that's a shvua deraisa Shvuas Eid Echad, which is one of the three Shvuas Deiraisa. Min Nechasa Meshubadim Keitzar. If she's collecting from Nechasa Meshubadim, she has to make a Shvua Keitzar. Mochar Nechasa V'Lacherim. If he sold his assets to someone else, V'hi Nefras Melal Kuchas. And she is getting paid from getting paid for a Ksuba from the purchases of that property. Like Tifra Ella B'Shvua. She can only get from those encumbered properties from the Kuchas with a Shvua. Min Nechasa Yisayim Keitzar. What's the case of a bodyfarm in Ixi Yisayimim, Mace, if the father, the husband died, v'hiniach nechasav liyisayimim, he left nechasim for Yisayimim, v'hini fras min Yisayimim, she's getting paid from Yisayimim, lo tifra ala b'shvua, v'shalei b'fon of Ketzad, not in front of the husband Ketzad, holach lo yim medina sayam, the husband went for the medina sayam, and she wants to get paid her resignus or on the ksuba. V'hine fras shaloi b'fanav, and she wants to get paid. She takes out her get and shows that she was divorced. She wants to be paid shaloi b'fanav. Ein nifras ela b'shvua. She can only get paid on her ksuba with a shvua. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now this statement of Rabbi Shimon is going back on the earlier Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed that if a husband sets forth that she is not, he's not going to have, neder shvua ein li olayich, so he can't mashpia her. And let's say he says that my yarshim also don't have a right, I'm misalik any rights to a shvua from you. So Reb Shimon Omer calls manchita vask subasa hayarshim mashpiyun oisa. It makes no difference whether or not he wrote and said that my yarshim cannot demand a shvua. Any tfias aksuba from yarshim mashpiyun oisa. So it made no difference what stipulation he made, the Mishnah Hay earlier, that Reb Shimon says it's a loy plug, she always has to swear. And if she is not Toveya HaKsuba, we're talking about the cases that is he lives in Apotropis, B'chaye Baila. So it said that the husband is allowed to demand a shvua from her, that she's not getting any overage on what's coming to her. On that, the yarshim cannot make her swear. Mishnah Tes. Haitziya get ve'ein imay ksuba. If she takes out a get and she says she wants to get paid a ksuba, but she doesn't have a ksuba with her, goyve ksubasa, she can still collect her ksuba even though she has no physical document, because even if there's no physical document, that's tnai ksuba is a maisa bezdin, and therefore she has a right to collect a ksuba with the get. Ksuba ve'ein ima get. Let's say she has a ksuba, but there is no get, so we don't know about a divorce. He emeres avad giti, v'hu emer avad shayvri. He says that my shayver is a receipt. So the reason why she has no get and is because she produced her get to get her ksuba. She did not produce her ksuba, so I demanded a shaver. I demanded a receipt
to be, shaver is lashon to break the ksuba, break a shtar. A shaver is a receipt on a shtar. So she said she lost a get, and he said she gave the get to get her ksuba, and it was destroyed because once she collected, it was destroyed, and she wrote him a shaver, and he says he lost the shaver. Let's say a Baal Chayv pulls out a shtar that he's owed money. However, the Chayv is now extant from prior to Shvius to after Shvius. So now Shemitah is intervening. If he doesn't have a Prusbul, then Shvius was Mishamet. It nullified the loan, and he can no longer collect the loan. Since you can't prove the Vada Chiv, both cases, the woman cannot get paid, and the person, the Baal Chayv, cannot get paid because he cannot produce a Prusbul to say that the Chayv is still intact. From the point of Sakona and on, there was a time of Sakona where the geyser xeris against Klai, so they shouldn't keep mitzvahs. So people didn't keep getting around. They would, because they didn't want that people should write a proper get or write a proper prosbul. So they wrote it, but they destroyed it immediately. So in that time, isha goyev ksubasa below get, a woman can get her ksuba without a get. Ubal choyev goyev shalev a prosbul, because they cannot be expected to have those documents. Shnei gitin ushtei ksubas. Let's say a woman produces two gitin and two ksubas, and each ksuba is prior to the date of each get, and the second ksuba is prior to the date of the second get. Goyvish de ksubas, she collects two ksubas, and the assumption is he married her, divorced her, remarried her, wrote her a ksuba when he remarried her. We'll see later that he doesn't have to do that, and then he divorced her again, so she collects two ksubas. Shtei ksubos v'get echad. Let's say he wrote two ksubos and one get, and both ksubos, the date precedes the date of the get, and he was meisiv things, the Gemara explains, in the second ksuba. So that's the case of shtei ksubos v'get echad. Oy ksuba u'shnei gitin. One ksuba and two gitin. Oy ksuba. She has a ksuba, the get umisa. She had a get, and he also died after that. Eina goiva el ksuba echas. She can only get one ksuba, and the Gemara says that even though the second ksuba, in the case of two ksubas, he was meisif, right? The Gemara says if she wants, she could be meichel the first shibur and collect the larger ksuba. If not, she gets the smaller ksuba. And in both these, in all these cases, we assume one chiv ksuba. If it was a ksuba and shnei gitin, we assume that when he divorced her and remarried her and wrote her another get, his first divorce was assumed that he never paid the ksuba, and it was al das rishonim. And ksuba, the get umisa, we don't have to assume that there was another marriage. Or that if he did remarry her, then it was al das rishonim. And therefore, there was only one chiv ksuba. Eina goyva el ksuba echas shamagorish asishtai v'hechzira al menas ksuba rishayna machzira. If he married her again and he died or divorced her again, the assumption is that since there's only one ksuba, that he was megarish her and he remarried her based on the first ksuba that was never paid out. Cotton sheisiyay aviv. If a cotton was married off by his father, and then he keeps the wife. So now, originally, he was not able to be meshabed himself in the ksuba. So the woman he married, the shechi of ksuba really only starts after he's a gadol. And at that point, she's a ba'ula. Lemaisa, even since the ksuba originally was mosayim, ksubasa kayemis. Her ksuba remains, and almanas kain, he married her and stayed with her, that the ksuba should be mosayim. Even though at the point of chiv, it is really she's really a ba'ula and should have a ksuba salmona of 100. Shalmanas kain, kaima. Gershin is gayer, v'ishtoi imay. If a ger was megayer and his wife is with him, ksubasa kayemes, her original ksuba is kayemes. Shalmanas kain, kaima. And this last case is very, very difficult because the gershin is gayer, if he married this woman and his ishtoi was imay, so pashtus, she was a ba'ula. She had a din of a ba'ula as a v'yairis more than 3 days, 3 years old. A woman who's more than 3 years old who's a goita is assumed to have been a bu'ula, and her ksuba is only a mona. So what does this mean? Shalmanas ken kima. He was only mekayim her almanas that it should be masayim. Why should it be masayim? So there are many different pshatim in this. The Tosfos Rid writes, yes, the this kasha, and he says that we're talking that he married a woman who was a Jew when he was a goy. He married a woman as a goy, and even though there's no chuppah v'kedushin, he wrote her a ksuba worth masayim, and then he was megayer, and amanas kain he was mekayimah, even though she was a ba'ula at the point of his gerus. And there are those that say, for it's brought from the chedushay Rami Shalemsky. He says a very fascinating chiddush. He says this, that we say that a geiris who is nisgaira older than 3 years old is a ba'ula, that's only min hastam. But if she says she's a psula, and he assumes she's a psula, and he found psulim, so then she has a ksubas psula, and therefore, even though now he becomes a, she becomes a, so the chiddush over here is that even though he married her as a besul, as someone more than 3 years old and a day, her ksuba still remains a masayim zuzah ksuba besula. And the chiddush is the following, and I'll leave to the lashon bezash minim asnisim sheksubasa masayim shal menas ken kaima. And therefore, since Amanas came, the Kenib is Mekayim her, so she has a Ksubas Besula.